Got it. Testing. Hallelujah. Now, we can do this again. Good morning. Turn me down, Sadie. Test, test, test. Turn me down, Sadie. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's better. Hallelujah. Everybody had a good week? When are y'all going on y'all vacation? Everybody else is on theirs today. We get to go on one here soon, I reckon. But nevertheless, God is still in this house. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know of any announcements, so I can't tell you there. I don't have a bulletin. I didn't prepare any of that stuff. So, would you stand with me for the reading of the word today? And this is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And it says, therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every conscience of the Spirit of God. Amen? Hallelujah. In other words, we teach people how to be nice. We be that light that people needs to flock to. Amen? But anyway, but even if our gospel is vile, it is vile to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. In other words, the devil is a liar, and he wants to blind everybody about the fact that God is who he is. That's the deal. The Lord I serve is the only God. Satan is just, his time is, he's played out. His time is near. Anyway, let me go on, because I didn't sign up to preach here. I just signed up to try to sing a little bit. But anyway, right there is who we need to be preaching. But anyway, for we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves bondservant for Jesus' sake. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. I read that, I'm like, wow. You know, people make it so complicated. A lot of times it's how we're taught that makes it complicated. A lot of times it's who we're around that makes it complicated. A lot of times we blame the devil for everything, and if we take a step back, when we put ourselves in this position, we put ourselves around the wrong people. You know what I'm saying? You know, a man told me one time, say, if you keep laying this dog, you're going to get fleas. That's what he told me, and that happened to be a cop. He did. He told me that, and I just looked at him. I did. I had no clue what that meant. But you know what? One of the days, I had that old foot up there just to scratch him. I finally got them fleas. Woo! Hallelujah. You know I come in here to have fun again today, amen? Hallelujah. Lord God, I just thank you for the reading of the word, Lord. This is you, Heavenly Father. This is not about me. I just come to be obedient for you, Lord God, and do as you call me to do. And I just thank you for that. I thank you for blessing everybody here today, Lord God. I thank you for blessing everybody that are here and there and about vacationing and just whatever the case may be, Lord. I ask you to keep that hedge of protection around them, that they may travel to and fro safely, Lord. I just thank you for that. Now, Lord God, I just thank you for blessing my kids on the way home. Heavenly Father, I thank you for that. And, Lord, just anybody in need of anything, Lord, I thank you for covering their whatever it may be. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're out of luck for musicians today. Oh, but I think we can come up with something. Amen. Hallelujah. Song. Y'all help me right here. It goes, I can sing in the troubled time, sing when I win. I can sing when I lose myself and I fall down again. I can sing 'cause you pick me up, sing cause you're there. I can sing cause you hear me, Lord. When I call to you in prayer, I can sing with my last breath. Sing for I know I can sing with the angels and the saints around the throne. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever get enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, I'm just, ooh. Anybody got a testimony? Well, hold on here just a minute, Miss Pat.
My sister Phyllis was flying out to Hawaii. Her and her daughter-in-law and two grandbabies and her husband. And they got to the airport, and the plane was having trouble. So they sat in the airplane in the airport like 7 hours. And then they got them to the plane, and they sat in there 2 hours. And the babies started crying just non-stop in the plane. Well, then they got ready to take off, and they got to the end of the, before they got ready to go up, and they made a stopped it, and the plane had tore up. That closed. Yeah, so she's like, man, that devil was after me. And I'm like, you know what? If the devil was after you, he'd have got you in the air. But the Lord protected you. And so I want to praise the Lord for that and protection over us and over our family. And then my nephew, Chase, had a really bad wreck. And the vehicle is just like tore up all the way around. Big vehicle. Suburban. And he is fine. And that is the Lord. She has a...
My daughter Kelly and Christina were going to Grand Bay, Alabama last night. And she was about 2 hours north of Grand Bay. And there was a semi jackknifed all the way across the road. And it was really foggy. And she locked up the brakes in the vehicle and missed it, went around it. And I just praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? Yes, he is. When he's around, when we really have no idea he's around. You don't think about that God is always with you. You know that? It's hard to grasp that. But in reality, the Word says that the Lord will never leave nor forsake you. That's what the Word said. That ain't nothing I come up with. Now that's the Word. And that means he's always there. Hallelujah. I really feel for people that think tomorrow's always going to come, and it's about what it's me all the time, never satisfied with anything. I guess for what I'm really trying to say, that they have no peace. When I learned about Christianity and come to know what the Word says in particular areas of the Bible, it gave me peace. You can't find that anywhere. It has to come from the Lord. Me running around doing all the crazy crap, big old hole in me. And when I got saved, that hole closed up. I got peace. And now I'm to the point in my life to where the bunch I run with, man, they can see me coming, and they'll run from me. That's the good thing. I love that part. Let's go stir this nest. But anyway, let me quit. I had fun doing that yesterday. Let me quit. Anyway, go ahead, Sadie. Come on. Let me quit. There's a lighthouse on a hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm lost, it sends out a light that I might clearly see. And the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead me away. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, my ship would sail no more. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him. Everybody that lives around me says, tear that old lighthouse down. The big ships don't pass this way anymore. Ain't no use in it standing round. Then thy mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light. It was the light from that old lighthouse standing way upon that hill. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life. From the rocks of sin, He has shown His light around me that I might clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me where would this ship be? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God. I tell you what, I remember when I first got baptized, I was just a kid. I got down in that pool, and Reverend O'Bannon, that's who baptized me, Londa, he prayed over me, and he dunked me, and he stood me up, and I got out of that water. And you know what I was thinking about? How cold that water was. I was. But it was a done deal. That signified that I believed in Christ. That's what that done for me there. Later on in life, I got baptized in the Holy Ghost. And this right here signifies what that done for me. Ain't God good? The Lord is awesome. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's called the grace of God. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing
in God, and when I got saved, and when I got baptized, and then I accepted the Holy Ghost. But really, when I just believed that God hung, bled, and died for me, that wiped all my sins away. Amen. Y'all excuse me just for a moment. There's not a lot of help in here today, so I'll just set this here. I've seen the time. That's the way we did things. You know that? And so if you have any offering, you can just bring it up and put it in here. And I'm going to pray over it right now. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the tithers and the givers of this church, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord, for the people that come in here and keep it clean, Lord God, and prepare it for us so we'll have a very nice establishment, Heavenly Father. I just thank you for that. I thank you, Lord God, for all you do, for blessing the givers of this church in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to sing one more, and then I'm going to turn it over and let my cousin come up and sing some for us today and share with us if she feels like it, just whatever she feels led to do. We've been around each other for a lot of years. When we did Dad's anniversary, when we did all that last week, we called Londa up short notice. Hey, Londa, would you come and sing a song with me? Yeah, what is it? And I told her what it was. She said, okay. Now, mind you, we hadn't sung that song for 4 or 5 years together, never practiced it or nothing. But that's how closely we've been in life to have that much confidence in each other. You know what I'm saying? God changes everything when we let him. Amen. Hallelujah. This is for you, buddy. I thought about you this morning when I picked this out. I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. When that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun, I can only imagine. When all I will do is forever worship you, I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still. Will
or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing a hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Yeah, yeah. I can only imagine. Only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, she's been here before. I'm not going to give no big introduction, but her name is Yolanda Bradshaw, and she's more like a sister than a cousin. Amen. We grew up pretty much in the same household, and when I got a spanking, she got a spanking. No, right there was the troublemaker. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. I apologize for being late. I had my time messed up. I thought Miriam said 10, so I was lollygagging around the house trying to figure out what I'm going to do here, so. Left it up to Miss Thang here. Where are you going? Excuse us, please. Technical difficulties. Told her just pick out something, just play something. I'll wing it. Go with the flow. One moment. Just go ahead with one of them.
touched me, and then he washed my sins away. I started running, I started shouting. I found no doubt about him, no. It was early one morning, just about the break of day, when Jesus, he touched me, and then he washed my sins away. Well, I started running, I started shouting, and I found no doubt about him. You know I
found nothing but the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost.
It was the Holy Ghost that saved me, the Holy Ghost set me free, the Holy Ghost changed my life, the Holy Ghost brought me out. I found nothing but the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. It was the Holy Ghost saved me, the Holy Ghost set me free, the Holy Ghost changed my life, the Holy Ghost brought me out. I found nothing but the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Get your hands together. Moving down in my soul, I got the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Said it's moving.
Moving down in my soul.
Well, I've got the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
And it keeps on moving.
Moving down in my soul.
Yeah, I got the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
And it keeps on moving.
Moving down in my soul.
Said it keeps on moving. I got the Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost,
and it keeps on moving. Said I got the Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost,
and it keeps on moving. Well, I got the Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost,
and it keeps on moving.
I
said it keeps on
moving.
It just keeps on moving, moving down in my soul. I've got the Holy Ghost moving, 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 yeah. Well, I got the Holy Ghost. Hey, I've got the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. This little something get us fired up here a little bit. That's always been one of my dad's favorites. He passed away about 4 years ago. That was kind of one of his favorite songs, so I like to start out with that. He says it gets the blood pumping, gets people fired up. And I don't know what order she's playing these in, so we're just going to go with whatever she sticks in. All right, Sadie's give me the thumbs up on something. Thank Ricardo and Miriam for asking me to come out this morning. He and I grew up singing a lot with our aunt, so we just kind of just fell in love with gospel music. It's like my favorite to sing. We've done all kinds of stuff, from country to R&B, a little bit of bluegrass. I have to admit I've sung some of that too, but this here is kind of my favorite go-to. She gave me the thumbs up. Now she's giving me the I don't know look. Yes. Costa V. Those are from the bookstore, so I'm not sure why they're not playing. Well, some of them has been, like you said, 5, 6, 7 years. I don't know. That's easy to trade, Tracy. Yeah. help these people. I don't know what it is. Oh, you're fine. Sorry about the technical difficulties. I've had this problem before. So it looks like we are improvising a little bit and going with stuff that was not actually picked for today's service. But it's all in the spirit, right? I'll be the one
yes, I do, to ask you for your guidance, especially today when my life seems just a little bit cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure, and I will open up my heart. I just need to hear a single word from you, and I'll open up my heart. And I will open, I'll open, open, open up my heart. Ooh, Jesus, I say
one word.
I'll open up my heart.
Miriam had a request, but I don't know that it's going to play. Is it? Y'all having any luck? I just see the top of your head. I have no idea what you're saying. Okay, because I'm standing here, I'm like, I can't tell what you're doing. That's okay. Yeah, you can put that in. Actually, Ricardo should be singing this one. Yeah. How many of y'all have ever been through something? People look at you, not willing to forgive, and they'll always say they will never amount to anything. Just prove them wrong. It's the story of this one here.
They said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I'd never amount to anything. But I'm glad to say that I'm on my way. but I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on to His hand. Young, I gave God my hand, and I told Him to lead the way. Though the road has been rough, and the going's been mighty tough, still I ain't going nowhere, I'm right here to stay. Now I've been talked about, oh, I've been criticized, and I've had to wipe many tears from my eyes, but I'm still holding on, I'm still holding on. On to His hand, and I'm still holding on. I'm still in God's holy plan, and I'm still. Never let go of His hand. And I'm still holding on. I'm still in God's holy plan.
Aunt used to play for us quite a bit, and the one thing that they always taught us, and I think Ricardo will attest to it, no matter what goes on or what happens in your life, never let go of His hand. No matter what people say, it's like the song said, I've been talked about, and I have. I've been criticized, and I have, but I'm still holding on. Still holding on. So I don't look to man, I look to God. Because my aunt always said, man will kill you. You let man worry you, man will kill you. I remember that. So she had a lot of, we call it words of wisdom. He's laughing. He knows what I'm talking about. We come through yesterday, coming back from E-Town, and ran up on a car wreck. And as soon as we got up on it, the car was, it was just flipped up on its side, and people were just passing by just like it wasn't nothing. And I thought, somebody's got to be hurt. You know, we need to check this out. So a couple in front of us get out, and the guy's crawling out of the car. So we get out, and we go up to see if anybody else is in the car, because looking at it, you would think there's no survivors. Of course, my mom was a little bit eerie about doing that. She said, I don't want to see a body. So me and my sister, we get out and we walk up, and the guy's standing on the side of the road, and I asked him, I said, are you hurting? He said, no. I said, is anybody else in the car? He said, no. Which, again, I told him, I said, that's God looking out for you. It wasn't your time, because looking at the car, there is no way that I would have thought anybody would have survived. And it kind of bothered me, though, that so many people were just passing by just like it wasn't nothing. You know, not stopping, not even checking. Or they were all on their phones taking pictures of the car. And that kind of bothered me. You're passing by a wreck that could have been fatal, and all you're thinking about is taking pictures. And I'm sure it's posted all over social media. But he came out of it. We stayed there with him. We stayed there, and the other couple did too, called 911, the wrecker and everything, to pick everything up and get his car on the wrecker. Stuff was strewed all over the road. He just cashed his check. There was money laying everywhere. And I think what happened, he says he thought he had a blowout. I could tell the car was so mangled. But as he came around the curve on 210, he lost control. He said he heard a pop. He lost control. He actually went up on an embankment and then flipped back down about 6 or 7 times and landed right on the yellow line. That's where he ended up. And he fought his way to crawl out of that car with just a scratch on his head and a couple scratches on his legs. We stayed there about 3 hours by the time the ambulance and everybody got there and got it all cleaned up. And then we ended up going with him to the hospital. We got there and we found out that we knew this young man, some of his family. He was from Lebanon. Ricardo's sister, Rochelle, is married to his cousin, Al. We found that out. So Al and they came over. His family came over and they were going to check him out because he refused to go to the hospital at first because he wasn't hurt. I told him, I said, you're going to get sore. You know, you're on adrenaline right now. You're going to get sore. And sure enough, he started hurting. He couldn't even hardly get his legs in the car by the time we got ready to leave. So we took him to the hospital, and we stayed there till his family came. So I'm not sure how he's doing this morning, but they were so thankful that somebody was there to be with him because he would have been out there by himself. And it was just, I could not believe the people that just, all they were interested in was taking pictures of a mangled vehicle. So it just, you just don't do that, I don't think, but yeah. I mean, there was a few that would stop and see if he survived. Go ahead. We would say yes, but then there were so many that would just drive by with their phones up taking pictures.
Take me to the King.
There's your song, Mary.
I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all burned out, hurt and abused. Can't think what's left to do. Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight. No tears to cry. Even if I try.